What is your image of the Holy Spirit? When I imagine the God the Father, probably like a lot of you, I see an old man with a white robe and a long white beard. Kind of like that guy up there. Yeah. Almost like the wizard Gandalf from The Lord of the Rings. When I think of Jesus, I see the image of him here on the cross, or as an olive-skinned, bearded man with bright eyes, wandering and preaching in Galilee. But the Holy Spirit, I don't often think of the Holy Spirit in many ways. Certainly, the Spirit has been portrayed, personified, and represented in different ways. A wind blowing over the waters, flame, breath, a dove, like is pretty common. However, what do you see when I ask you to envision the Holy Spirit? And why is it that image? Why is that important? What is so spiritual about a dove hovering over me? Today, we talk a lot about developing a personal, lived relationship with God. There are many who do not believe that that is possible, at least not in the sense of a familiarity with God that leads to an intimate conversation and trust and life-changing action. However, we are all about, in our culture, mystic energy, the will of the universe, and karma. These are unbodied realities or perceived realities that many spiritual people recognize as the source of their peace and their power. It is literally the force. May the force be with you. And a lot of times we'll respond, and with your spirit. Huh? With my spirit, and with your spirit too. The force, this force, the Holy Spirit, according to Catholic theology and teaching, is a person. The third person of the Blessed Trinity. And as such, this person can be in a relationship to us. This force is the life and love of God. It is what allows us to accomplish and know and accomplish his will. I got lost, sorry. Jesus and the Father have sent the Holy Spirit into the church, into you and me, so that we can have life and joy and knowledge, and so that we can share that life and joy and knowledge with others. It is the Holy Spirit that makes the mission of the church, the mission of our parish, possible and fruitful. It is not a force that is a privileged possession for certain special few. It is not given only to priests or to church professionals or even to people who like to volunteer for stuff in the parish. Instead, the Spirit is poured out upon us all. First at our baptism and again at confirmation and through any of the sacraments that we receive. It is the life force of the entire church, and it gives diverse missions to everyone, always rooted in Christ's mission to transform the world and make new disciples among us. St. Paul recognizes this. As a body is one, though it is many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. With this in mind, we cannot relegate the duty of transforming the broken world into a place of peace and joy and love to other people. We cannot say, that's not my job, or I can't do anything about this. That is not the spirit that you have received. We fall into a pre-Pentecost trap when we see the fullest expression of our faith as spending 1 hour a week at best, sitting here in these pews, but nothing more. We get comfy sitting here. And as a church, we simply age in place. We are concerned with maintenance and not mission. When we come here and think, gee, I hope no one took my seat, we are concerned with maintenance. When we come and hope that the kneeler in my pew isn't broken, we are concerned with maintenance. When we look around and are satisfied that the regulars are all here, we are concerned with maintenance. However, the Spirit doesn't call us to maintenance. The Spirit calls us to mission. Therefore, we need to ask tougher discipleship-oriented questions of ourselves. How can I share my faith with my brothers and sisters? How can I share it with my neighbors, with my co-workers? Who am I inviting to this place to encounter Jesus? What must change in order to allow that breath of God to blow more clearly and fully in our community? We have received a spirit of courage, power, and persistence. We can make a difference in our world because we have all been given the very Spirit of God. The force is with you. Thank you. The force is with you. That force surrounds us and binds us and animates us individually and as a church. And in that same spirit, we do not have to accept injustice, violence, evil, and apathy toward the vulnerable as just the way it is. Jesus gave the Spirit to his church so that we would do something. And that something is nothing less than exactly what he did. As the Father says, sent me, so I send you. Right now, we are reemerging from the darkness of the coronavirus and its powerful grip on us. We can shrug and say, okay, let's get back to where we were in March of 2020. I hope my seat is still there. Or we can draw on that power of the Holy Spirit, that power we celebrate today, the force that animates us, and we can take our gifts given by God and begin to move the world in God's direction. Pentecost is a reminder to us all that we have a sacred mission. This mission is to live in the Spirit and to inspire others to do the same. That is what missionary discipleship is all about. That is what our parish is called to do. No one is unimportant or unable in that task. So draw on that Holy Spirit. And together with us all, let's do something.